back to Chris Dior in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Chris Dior. It's been a blessing and a great honor for me to stand before you and share what God has been doing in our country. And I'm very grateful to the pastor, Paul Pedersen. And also, I have met Brother Denny and a few other persons there in the convention. And this would be the first church that I spoke. I had a privilege to speak in a Lanham church. Lanham Church of God Seventh-day, led by Elder Anthony Vega. I spoke there once, and I also had a privilege to speak in Zealand Church of God Seventh-day in Grand Rapids, and this would be structure that I just spoke in this country. I'm very glad to meet you all, and you are my brothers and my sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. The world that you live in, the world that I live in, might be different. I mean, but we are living in the same sky, under the same sun, and we believe in the same doctrine, and we partake the same fellowship, and we are united in one body, that is Jesus Christ. And glory be to His name. And before I share God's word, I would like to present a song to you all. But my voice, I am suffering with a throat problem because I visited, it seems like I visited a lot of places in this country, and the weather, the climate changes a lot. So forgive me for voice throat problem. Anyway, I want to present a song with all of us, and it is a Burmese song, and it would be like an unknown song to you all. The song is something like Road to Calvary. I had a privilege to present one Burmese song in a convention, and I love to play together with Brother Denny. Now, I will sing along. You run needle, but that's just it. It's hard to get Molly, let your needle alone. Oh, ngo atashize ikabiye mali leta miro mingo ita naichiye kuna mpanyi gole tiri me mishoji naigi sopya pokate apia vichu lambia kuba Ye bwa kanara we namu nara ye ra ti chazwa ti chiza kere chi ma dinga si tanda ti chi ha ti sa mala kuro chi ye ti na fi. Mangal twai ti kwe ya gedi Ti cha ya ma chula Se cha chula ma shira bu A ta ta twa tu jile kwa nila A ta ta twa tu jile kwa nila God bless you all. This is one of the songs that I like very much when doing the ministry of God, especially when the time I feel very, very disappointed. It's the song that gives me strength to move forward. And this week now, this morning, I would like to share with all of us a little bit about the mission that God is doing in our country. Let's read the Bible verse, first of all, Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 20, we read that someone is willing to follow after Jesus. He made a request to follow Jesus, and we heard about Jesus' reply to him over his request. So what did Jesus reply to him in Matthew chapter 8, verse 20? We read that, and Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." This is the cause. The cost that someone has to pay if he is willing to follow after Jesus Christ. And we also see the same, the similar saying of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 14, verses 28-30. Luke chapter 14 verses 28-30. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." So this is a warning to anyone who is willing to follow Jesus Christ. Because here Jesus is not teaching us about how to build a house, but it is saying about the cost that we have to pay in following Jesus Christ. So, I was drawn up in, from my childhood, I was growing up in this church, but not necessarily 7 days. Of course, I was brought up in Church of God family, so I was keeping Church of God family, but it was not Church of God 7 Day until 2010. And from my childhood, the vision that I had was to, when I look at our church, it was very, very small, and I decided to serve God in our church. In our church, when I grew up, and that's the decision that I had in my childhood. So soon after I completed my matric exam, that is high school, I went to a school in India, and I was trained. I completed a Master of Theology in 2008 when I was 23 years old. During my study in theology, I had many friends. Some of them were outstanding Christian leaders in our country with a great organization. And they also invited me to work in their church, in their organization. And it was a difficult decision for me to decide. And I consulted this with my parents also, and the advice that my parents gave me was that, son, you studied theology, you are trained in theology to serve in this church, to serve in our church. And that's the purpose why you went into Bible school. So it would be good that you continue to serve in our church and not in the church of other organizations. So finally, I decided to serve in our church, and in 2000, the time that I began to serve in our church was in 2008, right after I completed my theological study. And there were a lot of Sabbath-keeping churches scattered through our country, very small ones, without a proper leader, some of them without pastors, and without even without having doctrinal standings. They just keep the Sabbath because they know that this is the day that God made for men. So they just keep the Sabbath. So my plan was to organize this small congregation who hold the same doctrine, let's say the same doctrine in keeping the Sabbath. And we were organized in 2010, and we formed a national conference in 2010, December, when Elder Bill Hick, former GC Mission Director, visited us in December. At that time, the National Conference of Church of God 7 Day was formed, and we seek affiliation with Church of God 7 Day in Denver office. At that time, the pastors were all together, about eight pastors, eight ministers. And I worked there as a general secretary from that time until now. And the challenges that we had as a conference, as a national conference, was it's very great. We do not have an agreement on doctrinal belief. So one pastor, one minister would speak one thing, another person, another pastor would speak another thing. So there was a quick disagreement concerning our doctrinal statement. So, and that's the first point. And the second point, the second problem, the second challenge that we had was that most of the pastors were very, very old. Sometimes I classify our church as old men church. or young children's church. So the church pastors were very, very old, some of them even up to 84. It's very difficult to communicate with them sometimes, even through phone, because 84 years old pastor is sometimes deaf, you know? So I cannot say hello through phone. So that was one of the challenges that we had in the beginning. So what we decided is to have a Bible school ministry. So we started Bible school ministry in 2014, giving a diploma in biblical studies. And it was begun in 2014 with the support of GC Mission, GC Mission Support. And this Bible school ministry now could have trained 9 persons. This year we had this year, February, we were able to have the first graduation service. So totally 9 students were graduated. And right now, so last year, the original, the senior pastors and ministers, out of, we were 8 persons, 8 ministers when the National Conference was formed, but now we remain only 3, original one, because last year, 2 persons, retired, yes. Retired because of their age and their health problems. And one pastor, the national treasurer, passed away last year in June 20. And two persons retired again this year. So, with the ministry, by the ministry of the Bible school, the new young ministers could take their places. And so, out of the 9, the 9 new worker students graduated. Now, just before I came here, our national conference appointed 2 persons as missionaries. We put 1 person in Thailand border, between our country and Thailand, and 1 person in the middle part of the country, in Songwon. And after, when I return back home, we will have to yet discuss about sending missionary to near China border. So, altogether, we are now consisted of 11 full-time workers right now in our church. And we are now in our churches are in 5 states. We are in 5 states in our country. Altogether 10 congregations. 10 congregations. We're just beginning. And so we also believe that God will continue to lead us in training up the young people to serve king in the kingdom of God. And that's another challenge that we face. It is fixed now, let's say. And the other challenge that I had was concerning the doctrinal belief. So in 2014, I asked permission to translate the book This We Believe into our own Burmese language, and with permission from this mission, I began to translate it. So, and it took me, when I count the days, the time that took me to finish it, it was about, it was 526 days. It took me 526 days to complete this translation. Now, the translation work is done. It has been checked, I think, five times. It has been checked five times. Our doctrinal standing, our doctrinal standpoint in our national conference is now fixed with the help of this. So it is no more a problem in our church. So when I survey about the path of our conference, it seems like we are building the foundation, laying up the foundation, and I always tell you this one, what God has been doing among us in our church. We are now finishing, completing our laying up the foundation. And now this year we can put two missionaries, and we're going for what now. So it's the way how God leads our conference in our church. And one more ministry that was begun in 2006 last year was the ministry of orphans and widow ministry. Because as all of us may have known about the situation, the political situation of our country, we are stuck in the East China and in the West India. We are stuck in between the most two populated nations in the world. And you might have heard about human trafficking. That is, you see, in our country, especially in our Kim state, where people are normally very, very poor, in our country, the official wages for a day is equal to $2. $2. So that is the wages that people receive if you work in a company. That's the minimum. Of course, it is the minimum, but normally this is the wages that people receive in working in a company factory. And the thing is that many of the citizens of our country, the people, the young men, they leave our country. They went to some other country like Malaysia, Thailand, and Singapore to work there and make money, because many of the people are jobless. And at the same time, many of the children in remote places of the country do not have a place to shelter. Their parents going to some other country for work, and some of their parents die there in other countries. Many orphans there in a remote places. So these children became a target, let's say, a target for human traffickers, and also for Buddhist missionaries, because Buddhist missionaries, they would come to these places and they would call the children, the orphans, into their monastery, and they will provide food in the monastery, and they will give education. This mainly the Buddhism is supported by the state, the government. So they have this kind of ministry. So many, you would be able to see many orphans, Christian orphans, they become now Buddhists. So they would learn in a school, they would be educated in the school, and after the in the summer vacation they will become monks. They will shave their head. So this is the situation. And one and human traffickers also go into this kind of places looking for children, and they would shoot these children, and those who take care of them, and they would say, oh, we will give better place to live, and they would take these orphans, these children, to China. So this is the place that most of the human traffickers sell the children. So China is the main marketing place for them. And second to China is Thailand. Of course, we cannot protect all this type of evil happening in our community, in our country. But with a vision that we might have these little children as a leader, maybe as a leader of our church, we call these orphans into our church that is in Rangoon, our capital, and we began orphan ministry from last year, and we had a Bible school ministry and orphan ministry. We have these both, but we live in a 60 into 60 feet size of land. It is very small, very congested, very small. And with the support of GC Mission, we bought another small piece of land, where we plan to build a building. Now, with the support of GC Mission, we have paid $25,000 for that land, and we 5,000 USD remaining. But by God's help, by God's grace, I think some of you have heard about this. one person donated 5,000 USD for paying off that land. And I really praise God for that one. So we have now, let's say, a considerable place to continue this ministry. And with the help of this ministry, we are looking forward to start building, constructing in October this year, when monsoon season. Now is the time we call raining season. It has been raining from June until the middle of October. So this is the raining season we call monsoon. So right after the monsoon season is over, we pray that we begin to construct a building that can be used for the office of our national conference, and also for the Bible school, and also for the orphans, a place for our orphans to live. and we, for the pastors, the new, we have three new pastors from our Bible school. We put them in a very remote place in Chin Hill. In Chin Hill. We also have a need to, I'm also I also made a request to Brian, the teaching mission director, that if teaching mission director could, teaching mission could assist us to buy, we urgently need four motorbikes that will cost totally about 4,000 USD for four motorbikes for these new pastors and two new missionaries, because it is very, very difficult and seems like almost impossible to work on foot without without having a motorbike. So we are also praying for that one. So what I want to say is that we are, our church, our national conference, has, is now beginning to grow in our country. We are now, when we compare with the age, we are now almost 7 years old. our national conference is now 7 years old, and from this time on, I'm looking forward that we are developing in the ministry, and God will continue to lead us. And this is always my commitment, because I believe that the level, the measurement of success in an organization or in a church or in our conference depends upon the level of our commitment. A measure of our commitment. And so this is what I always request, because Jesus saying, Jesus always says, Jesus, here we find that foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the fox, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. This is the cost that we must pay in following Jesus Christ. But we might not have hope in this world. Our rewards are not of this world. We have a reward in heaven. And finally, I want to say concerning our following of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, this is one of the Bible verse, one of the Bible verses that I like very, very much in my ministry, that is, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, the author and finisher of our faith. He will lead us till the end. So, this is the message, the encouragement that I want to share with all of us. And the Christians living in this world have a greater privilege than the disciples, the Christians back in our country. We have a lot of things to do, and God calls us to do what each of us, our own responsibility to fulfill this great commission. So, let us keep on following Jesus Christ, and He will continue to lead us. He will finish our faith. God bless you all. Thank you very much.